Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Mort, and I'd like to welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team League Show Conference Call. We've got a lot of shy people on tonight because the lines are definitely lit up, but glad to have you guys with us tonight. We've got a fantastic call lined up for you guys. Just want to really encourage you guys tonight to really buckle down and finish out the month strong. I know, Thanksgiving is rapidly approaching, but I have a tremendous opportunity to be around. We get this cleared up.
Michelle from South Carolina.
Can you hear me, Dad?
Yes, Jeremy, go ahead. I'm trying to mute some of those lines for you.
All right, okay. Well, anyway, guys, Thanksgiving is rapidly approaching. We're going to have what a better opportunity to be able to bless this membership with our close friends and family members. An awesome opportunity to be able to share the membership and the opportunity with them. I hope you guys take advantage of it. Close the month out strong. You guys are just absolutely killing it right now, and just want to keep in this momentum as we go into the holiday season. And you know, what better way to be able to help out those friends and family members that are looking for additional part-time or full-time income now to make the holiday season, you know, the best it could possibly be to their families. And I don't know what a better gift that we can give them than the Legal Show the opportunity. And with that, we're going to jump right into things tonight and go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club Member. But the most important thing to me, guys, is he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. It's really clear now.
All right, son. Well, you know, last Thursday we actually celebrated the life and memory of our founder, Mr. Harlan Stone, after his passing. And I really believe he would have been very, very proud of the service. His pastor, Mickey Keith, along with Mr. John Long, Mr. Ken Moore, Mr. Melvin Hall, Mr. Nick Serba, and Mr. Mike Turpin did an incredible job with the services. Of course, Mr. Stonesoffer impacted the lives of millions of North Americans forever, and I personally will dearly miss him. You know, please, we just want you to keep his wife, Shirley, his son, Alan, and their family in your prayers because they definitely need it. But before we get to tonight's guest speaker, I have a few associates that want to share their experience at the service with each of you. And first, I want to go to the state of Arizona and the Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowden, who has known Mr. Stonesoffer for well over 26 years. Miss Bowden, are you on the call?
I absolutely am. And the celebration of Harlan Steen Stonesoffer's life, what an amazing day. I mean, for me, and I think for a lot of the other people in the room, and I wanted to speak about a few things that really, I mean, I got so much more. The trip over there was so worth being there. And it really opened up us to more than a life well lived. It was more than a philanthropist. It was more than a fatherly figure. It was more than a man on a mission. You know, true, hundreds of people showed up, and the atmosphere was a homecoming for associates and a place really to reflect for everybody in between. There were people there to honor him from literally all walks of life. I mean, there was who's who's of America there, celebrity almost, you know, CEOs from other companies. And then there were people probably that were from Central Homa and the surrounding areas that literally came in their work clothes. And it was so, the atmosphere was so rich with stories really about such a remarkable man. And with all that said, let me just really say something to you that really has resonated in me since that celebration. Mr. Stonesoffer was really all in, you guys, with everything that he did. He was never the spectator. He was always the doer to the absolute nth degree. And, you know, he didn't just mortgage his furniture, as he sweetly used to say. He mortgaged his life to keep the promises to all those who believed in him and invested in what would become equal justice for all with prepaid legal services and, of course, now Legal Shield. What it really made me realize after all these years, you guys, I mean, I can't tell you what a rebirth, what made in me it made me realize how much I've slipped back from the old days. Think about this. When equal justice for all was our mantra, for those of you that have been around for a while, remember when equal justice for all was a mantra with all of us? That was our cause. It's what got me out of bed in the morning and drive for hours and hours spreading the word for, remember when we used to get $18 an app when things weren't so great? And this cause and mission that he had committed for, you know, for us, it helped me commit myself 7 days a week, year after year after year, and I still bounded out of bed every day excited. And I still do. I actually recruit people because when you tell them you've been around a company for almost over 27 years, people are so shocked by that fact that they want to join you. And think about this. It had many of us out there driving mile after mile after mile, doing group or burning up the phone lines, doing PBRs, and building teams and creating the freedom and the lifestyle that we all desired. So what I'm going to ask you to do tonight is what I did this weekend. And as soon as I got home, by the way, I was all in. I drove 2 days over there. I went to the service, and I drove home 2 days because I had to be there. So here's what I ask you to do tonight. For those of you that have been around, get out your prepaid legal story. Get out that book and read it again and meditate on what our solitary founder, this man founded this company and industry pretty much by himself, of course, with his wife. You know, behind every great man, there is definitely a woman. We know that. And he built this platform for us. Really take in how he and Shirley grew up. You know, I'm just speaking for myself. I always took the running for water story for granted. But you know what? When I read the book again, I cried. When I really, really read and internalized the rest of the story, I really think that our mission, if not for a company, at least on the Moore team, our mission must be, again, equal justice for all, to get us to really where we want to go. Let us honor one of the most greatest entrepreneurs in North America by fulfilling his dream for us. He wanted all of us to make a living by doing good, and he wanted to create more millionaires than any other company in America. So I guess my question to you is, are you really all in? How many of you, I want you to ask yourself right now, if you're on this phone line tonight, are you really all in? Will equal justice for all be your new mission and your battle cry? I'm just saying, let's just create amazing lives and collectively finish what our founder and friend, Harlan Stonecipher, started. And that's all I got to say about that, Randy.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Bowden. Now I want to go to Oklahoma and to Millionaire Club member, Mr. David Peterman. Mr. Peterman, are you on?
Yes, sir, Randy. I appreciate everything that Linda just said. I certainly agree with everything there. I tell you, Gene and I were there for the celebration of Harlan's Mr. Stonecipher's life, and it was just an amazing event. His good friend, Mr. Ken Moore, started things off, and then, you know, it was just speaker after speaker that really talked about, you know, the integrity, the vision, the passion for which Mr. Stonecipher lived. I think the letter from Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Donahue, really was a inspirational thing as well. The entrepreneurial spirit of Mr. Stonecipher and what he's done, the fact that he's touched millions of lives, and I know for us it's just been really a godsend to be able to have what we have with the prepaid legal shield opportunity, to be able to have the, like Linda mentioned, not only the getting back to the equal justice for all, but, you know, leveling the playing field and opening the courthouse doors, all the things that we've talked about, making a living, making a difference, you know, all the things that people, you know, and so many times we take all that for granted, but literally the fact that he gave his life and had the close friends and pioneers like Mr. Moore and Mr. Wilburn Smith and those people involved there. And I know Mr. Mark Brown that's on the call tonight was there and saw much of what was going on and was an integral part of the company's history as well. But just the opportunity to celebrate that life and the fact that his legacy will live for years and years and decades to come. Randy, it was just a very much a blessing and an inspiration to be able to be there. We appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. Thank you, Mr. Peterman, for those comments. Next, I want to stay in Oklahoma and go to another Millionaire Club member, and that's none other than Mr. Harold Pinson. Mr. Pinson, are you on?
I am, sir.
Go right ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you. Well, it was just a beautiful celebration, and, you know, back when we were prepaid legal and when Mr. Stonesapper was real active in company on those Saturday nights, you know, we'd always look forward to his speech. You know, they would play the Ballad of Harlan, and, you know, I was sitting there Thursday afternoon, that came on, and, you know, in the back of your mind, you're just waiting for Mr. and Mrs. Stonesapper to come out from behind that curtain. But then, you know, he wasn't going to come. You know, he was already passed, but, you know, he made quite such an impact in people's lives. Even though he's gone, and those of us who knew him, he left a little piece of him with each and every one of us. And I thought Ken and Melvin and Nick and Mike Turpin done such a wonderful job. And Clancy Davis, a young man who sang one of the songs there, I guess when he was in high school, fixing to start on his music career, or I don't know what the deal was, but he didn't have a pair of dress shoes. And Mr. Stonesapper gave him a pair of dress shoes. And Clancy stated in front of the crowd the other day that, you know, those shoes fit, but he could never feel those shoes. And no one could ever feel those shoes. You know, he was a man among men. There'll never be another like him. And someone else also stated, you know, if Mr. Stonesapper had made a difference in your life, stand up. I was sitting in the middle section up toward the front, and I didn't see anyone sitting down. I didn't look around and see, I mean, the auditorium is packed completely full of people. And what's really amazing, and this is quite a testimony, you know, Oklahoma is number two in the nation in divorce rates. However, Mr. and Mrs. Stonesapper had been married for over 56 years, and that is a powerful testimony. And, you know, one of Mike Turpin's isms, you know, you have yogiism, then you have Mike Turpinisms. He says, you know, if you're not giving, you're not living. And Mr. Stonesapper lived it to the fullest. He was probably the most giving individual I'd ever met in my life. And even though he's gone, he's still giving today to each and every one of us. And, as Linda said, you know, in honor of him, we got to keep that dream alive and just keep out there and keep doing what we've been doing, all except do it smarter and better, and keep equal justice for all alive for generations to come. And that's all that I have.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Pinson. We appreciate those comments. And last, I want to go to an original Millionaire Club member, a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum 5 executive director, and, of course, the leader of our More Success team now for over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
You know, Randy, there's so much you could say, and I know the call is going to go a little longer tonight because when Mr. Brown gets on, we want him to have full liberty to go as long as he wants to. This is about Harlan. This is about prepaid legal. And I noticed one thing I was so proud of when Jeff Bell walked up, and Jeff had his Legal Shield emblem above, and he had that Lady of Justice underneath. Because he and I sat down right after he first came, we decided that, you know, the prepaid legal, that's the lady. She's always stood for justice. She always will stand for justice. And the shield is above it to just help protect that justice. Makes a great thing. And when I showed it to Harlan, the way we was going to start wearing it before I even knew he was going to pass, of course, he was very thrilled. He was very pleased about that. And there's so many things that I could say, but if people don't know by now how I felt about Harlan, I guess it's a little too late. like to say, we was at church Sunday, and they had a book there for people to sign for Shirley, and had Harlan's picture up in the younger days, and all of a sudden someone walked up. I was standing there just looking at it, and put their arm around me, and it was Shirley. She said, "Ken, look at those sideburns. You think we were all ever that young?" And we started to talk about 25, 28 years ago when we'd been to Nashville, Tennessee together and all the things. The memories are sweet. The future's bright, though, Randy, because Harlan is more in the game than he ever was. He's there right now doing the best he can to guide us. And I said it on stage, I'll say it now, as long as I can draw a breath, I vow to try to help keep Harlan Stonecipher's vision ahead. And this next speaker, this gentleman, the $100,000 ring earner, platinum jacket earner, millionaire club member, and I could go on and on and on with someone that Harlan thought so very much of, he and Shirley. It is an honor and a privilege to have a friend on a more success team and my friend to speak to us tonight and say a lot of things, as I know he will, about the founder, but most of all my friend. This is Mr. Mark Brown. Mark, welcome.
Well, I appreciate that. Ken, can you hear me okay? Is it coming through all right?
Loud and clear, Mark. Thank you.
All right, good. Well, it's great to hear everybody talking about Mr. Stonecipher tonight, and I'm going to do that a little bit. I want to kind of weave it into the great opportunity that we have, because I've got a lot of memories, and as I close my part of the call tonight, Ken, I'm going to tell you what I thought one of the many great assets, traits, just belief systems Mr. Stonecipher had. But I want to tell you that almost 20 years ago, I bought the prepaid legal, now Legal Shield membership. I bought it before I became an associate, and I bought it because I had a problem in my life, a legal situation, and I bought it from a printing customer of mine, because I'd had a printing business for 18 years, and I was really dying to get out of it, literally. But I had a legal problem in relationship to that business, and I bought the membership in February of 1995, and I used it the very next week. And due to the access, I was able to get that situation handled. The law firm, who is still the provider law firm here in Texas to this very day, wrote a letter on my behalf. They did some research. They called me back. They talked to me about it, asked questions, did some research about the situation, sent a letter to a company that had me owing a lot of money that I did not owe. And that letter was received, and we received a letter back in about a week's time, and they exonerated me of all charges. And I know I've told this story a million times, but it's why I'm here today. It's why I got in the business. So I want to relate this story because it has just, excuse me, it has a lot to do with Harlan C. Stonecipher. So I tell this story to everybody, and I always qualify it, and I tell them, look, I know I'm not trying to tell you that these folks wrote a magic letter or they were some kind of a magic law firm. The magic was the access. I never had that access before, and I thought of it this way. It's like practicing preventive maintenance in your legal life. I never had that ability to do that ever. I did it in other parts of my life with equipment and with homes and with health and other things. Never had that ability to do it with my legal life. And because of the ongoing situation I had, I had lost time in my workplace. I had become unproductive because I was concerned about this, worried about it night and day. I lost sleep over it. It was just not a good way to do business. So I'm here to tell you, because of Harlan Stonecipher, because of creating this great product, giving us this access, I was able to get that problem solved. I was able to get to somebody who cared that would help me, and it never cost me a penny other than my monthly premium for my membership, which, Ken, at that time was under $20 a month, covered my immediate family. And I have been telling that story ever since, because that is, I always say, if I could bottle the feeling I had that day after I got the return letter that said that I was exonerated of all these charges, they had me owing a lot of money, I didn't know that I was exonerated of all of it, the thing just basically went away. If you could bottle that feeling, I could sell a membership to everybody in this country without any problem, because there is no better feeling than to be freed of some situation that you've been burdened with for a long, long time, and I have been worrying about this for several months. So that's how I started my prepaid business. I'm now Legal Shield. That's how I started the business, was I started telling other people about it. I was not an associate. I was just telling them what had happened, just like you tell somebody about something good in your life, movie, book, restaurant, whatever the case may be. I was just telling them about something. I was so blown away by it. And eventually, about a few weeks later, I became an associate because so many people were positive about it. I wanted to start another business anyway. I wanted to get out of the printing business. I got rid of my printing business the last day of March 1995, and I was a full-time associate April 1st, 1995. And I haven't looked back since, Ken, and I'm still telling that story because that's what motivated, that's what got me started. And my business has built from there because I just kept duplicating that very simple system. You know, my little motto for my business is recruit and teach people to produce, because we have a produce income producing business. And the reason it works so well is the biggest winner in the whole deal is the person that owns the membership. And because that works so it's symmetrical, it works so well, it makes for a fabulous opportunity. And folks, on the opportunity side of it, everybody in this country wants to be an entrepreneur. They want a side business, a part-time business, a hobby business. They want some way to replace what they're doing or add to what they're doing. Everybody wants their own business. We have an entrepreneurialistic society. That's what our country was based on. Now, all of this comes together with a fabulous compensation plan that Mr. Stonecipher put together that gives you the ability to be paid daily, your commission when you sell a membership, when your organization kicks in, when you go out and build a business and leverage yourself. You get overrides on what they do, and then you have what I always call the third part of the commission pie. You have the ability to build a book of business, which kicks off residual commission on all the memberships that stay on the books over the years. So Ken Moore has a large book of business, as does his family. I have a large book of business because I've been doing it for a long time, but I started with the first membership, Ken. And I've been making a full-time living at this since April 1st, 1995. And so I'm coming up on 20 years here very shortly, and I'm now almost 2 years longer in the Legal Shield business than I was in the printing business, which kind of blows my mind how fast time goes. But it's such a key business, keyed to the membership. And if Harlan Stonecipher was with us tonight, he would tell you that. It's a transference of belief. If you fall in love with the membership, the rest is easy. I always tell people, if I can help people fall in love with a membership, I can turn it entrepreneurial. There's so many ways to attach the membership to companies, to small businesses, to individuals, friends, family, neighbors, relatives. There's just so much business out there. Everybody needs the product. Everybody needs what we have. I have not run across a soul. One of my questions to people is when we're just visiting, and my kind of one of the keys to me talking to people is I try to talk to people using a common denominator, whether it's something about ID theft or something about what's going on in the world, something that will spark people's interest and get them to talk kind of, talk with them before their force shield comes up, because nobody likes to be sold anything. It's just the way it is in our world. But I love to talk to people about what's going on. And one of the questions I always ask is, do you think the world is more complicated or less complicated here in 2014? Because I will tell you, it is far more complicated. It's unbelievably complicated. We've got Facebook, we got YouTube, we got LinkedIn, we've got Instagram, we got more voicemail accounts and cell phone accounts and email accounts, and everything you do business with requires some kind of a password, and we're getting inundated constantly with every government agency and every business out there who we're getting our data stolen. The insurance world is more complicated than it's ever been. Just try to get something repaired on your home through your insurance company, a car wreck. I could go on and on and on. Our world is super complicated, a lot more complicated than it was when I got into business back in 1995, and I thought it was pretty darn complicated then. It is extremely complicated now, and everybody needs what we have. That's the bottom line, and that's our opportunity. Great company, great product. You get paid daily. I always tell people, here's what you need to know about our business, the Legal Shield business. Here's your due diligence. The service works and the check's cash. You cannot argue with that. And is the need there? Yes, the need is there. Desperately, it's there. I use it probably too much, to be honest with you, because unfortunately, that's what happens in our world. Something is always coming up where you need some advice. You need help because you do not know what your rights are in this world. I don't care what anybody says. You do not have a clue what your rights are. The minute you think you know what your rights are, you better get out of the way because they're going to hit you in the face. You do not know what your rights are. I've heard so many people tell me, well, they can't do that. It's unconstitutional. Well, yes, they can do that. They will do that. You've got to have legal minds on your side so you can ask questions. You can do business every day. I'm going to tell a short story, Ken. I was reminded of this because Melvin Hall was at the funeral services, and I got to talk with him a lot. And Mr. Sonsifer introduced me to him way back in the probably early 1996, and he sent him down to Texas to do an opportunity meeting for me. He said, you'll never find a better guy to talk about the service and talk about the membership. And here's what Melvin Hall told me. He said, And just in visiting that day, and this was years and years ago, he said, you know, I'm on retainer to a lot of large banks, and I'm also a prepaid legal, now Legal Shield provider, lawful lawyer, but I'm on retainer to banks. He says I get calls from their CEOs continually, not about huge giant lawsuits and mega things that you would think, but the small everyday things that happen in their business lives, they want to keep up. They want to know what's, they don't want to be blindsided. So he said, and these people pay me tens of thousands of dollars every month. Why should this membership for approximately $20 a month covers your immediate family? Why should you not want to do what these large company owners do? Why don't you want to lose your attorney like that? And it made so much sense to me. I had him tell that story to our group that night, and it made sense to all those folks, and I've been telling that story ever since because it's just kind of sharing the experiences that happen in the world to the people that you're telling them talking to about the membership to kind of get them to recognize what a great thing we have. And so we have a great opportunity. And Ken, I'm going to close with this. I write a little article for a magazine in my local area once a month, and this month I was needing to turn my article in for the upcoming magazine, and I wrote the article about Harlan Stonesifer. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but I'm going to give you just a little bit because, as was said on the call earlier, it just makes you want to go out there and fight. You want to help realize that dream and vision that Harlan and Shirley had. You just want to, you know, just do whatever you can because it is a lot of fun to get out there and be busy and mix it up with everybody. And I'm going to read you just a tad bit of this. I titled it The Death of a Close Friend. November 10th, 2014, a very close friend of mine passed away. When something like this happens to someone that's a huge influence in your life, and someone you worked with side by side, you associated with, you went to battle with, you fought beside, you laughed with, you cried with, it has a large effect. And part of that is remembering the stories and remembering the influences and lessons you learned. And this is a man that, folks, that took a chance on me that, you know, this was the founder of a company. This was a gentleman that started in a one-room office and built a company that was a New York Stock Exchange company, did around $500 million a year in gross revenue, had 1,000 employees, hundreds of thousands of sales associates. I mean, this is a man that created a huge, he was one of the great entrepreneurs of our country. He had a great wife of 56 years. He had a great family. He had triumphs and tragedies in his life. But here's what happened to Harlan Stonesifer as he lived his life. He enjoyed the triumphs and moved on, and when the tragedies came, he handled them and made something positive out of them. In 2005, he lost his son, daughter-in-law, and granddaughter in an airplane tragedy, airplane crash. And it was as heart-rending as anything could be. But you know what? He turned that tragedy into something positive, along with his wife, Shirley. He made sure the cause of the plane crash was solved. It helped a lot of people along the way in doing that. And he and Shirley started a great scholarship fund to give full rides in the name of their granddaughter, Nikki, and sent a lot of young people to college. And, here's what I can tell you as I end this call, or in my part of this, Ken, is here's the number one thing I learned from Harlan Stonecipher. People have asked me over the last bunch of years, 15, 16, 17 years, because a lot of people like self-help books and they like to read a lot, which is great. They always ask me, in general, just in visiting, what's your favorite self-help book? Mine is the story of Harlan Stonecipher and his family and his business. Because here's what I learned from that gentleman was never quit. Now, he will if he was here tonight, he would tell you, Mark Brown, I've quit a million times, but I always went back the next morning. Because, you know, we all get down. We all have times where, you know, we're not really, with it for a short period of time, but he never quit. He always worked harder, and he accomplished more. And because of what he did and because of that stick-to-itiveness and that never-quit attitude, we're all here tonight to celebrate his life, his vision. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Ken.
Mark, what a great, great presentation. I know that you loved Harlan as I loved Harlan. And there's so many things about Harlan that people know him as a great man. They don't know him as personal, maybe as I do on account of some things. But I can tell you, Mark, there's been more than one time that he's called me into the office and had me go do something and not let people know it because he didn't want to take away somebody's pride or something. I remember one time, it was a week before school was out, and he called me in, and I'll call the guy Tom for the sake of the real name. And Tom was a very sick gentleman, and he needed some money, and he wanted to draw against his future commissions, and he was dying at the time, so there would be no future commissions. But Harlan called me, and he said, you go so-and-so, you open that group, and be sure that all the apps are written in Tom's name. It was a pretty hard thing to open the school the last week of school, I tell you. We opened that school. We wrote a lot of business. We put it in Tom's name, just like Harlan wanted. Then Tom said, the company would loan me $5,000 that I need to do some things, and I'll pay it back just because I get on my feet. Of course, Harlan and I discussed it, and he said, Ken, you know we can't do that because we can't. It's company money. Tell you what we can do. I'm going down here and figure out the legal way for me to put $5,000 in the company and transfer that money to him so he will think it comes from the company, because I don't want to hurt his pride. I don't want the man to know. We worked it out the way it should be. The man got a check for $5,000, thanked me, thanked the company. But the truth is, the only company that had anything to do with it was Harlan Stonecipher Pocketbook. Once I delivered $100,000 someplace, and I'm sworn to secrecy on all those because I gave the man my word. But that's the kind of man he was. I know of funerals he's paid for that people never know Harlan Stonecipher was behind it. That man, he didn't just sell his service. He sold hope to America. He become a problem solver for some of our problems in America. And that's the reason I tell my people they quit trying to be salespeople. Just sit down and help people solve their problems. I learned that from Harlan Stonecipher. Harlan Stonecipher was a man that when I was down and out, gave me an opportunity. And I thanked him for it one day. And he said, Ken, I gave you the opportunity, but if you didn't work, you'd never get paid. But I'm here to help people. He wanted to make the most millionaires of anybody in the world. And I tell you what, as you said before, Harlan may move to a different location, but Harlan Stonecipher is not dead. Harlan Stonecipher is alive, and he's well. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Mark for being on the call tonight. We want to thank each of you that said anything. And I just better hush, because there's nothing we can say that would be equal to what should be said for our friend and our founder, Harlan Stonecipher. But he shall be forever with us. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, thank Mark Brown for figuring that over and over. Thank you, gentlemen. But let's do this. Let's do what Harlan taught me. Put God first. put a family second, put Legal Shield third, but give it everything we got, and let's keep Harlan's memory alive. And to prove we mean what we say, let's go out and sell an extra membership this week, go out and do an extra recruit, and we see who really cared and who was just talking. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.